holding Shtiga Midas HaNova. Today is the Yahrzeit of Paul Shmulevitz, Shishivas in the Yeshiva. A lot of you are not zeich already to know him. The Paul Shmulevitz was one of the examples of the Talmid Chochem. Mitzad Echon knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Talmid Shnu Kol HaTorah Kula. Mitzad Echon, he was a really onov. Mamush. It was very hard to see anovim. To see real anova. And he was really one of the examples of a person, I think, that if you want to be Magdir, I heard once one of the Gdolim said on him that he's not a Onov, he's just a Balmum, that he doesn't understand what is covet. And Gersh Elish said that Elish can Onov, a Balmum, some guy doesn't taste. I met some people, it's like a machlet, they don't, everything, the nachosh, yeah? They don't feel nothing. Some people don't see, they don't feel. It's not, that guy has a diet, it's nishkin raya, yeah? He just doesn't feel, it's garnished. Now that person, mamish, he didn't have no shaykhs to covet, no shaykhs. And the shaykh is, how a person comes to another. Like we spoke about it, that it's not a double Shabbat Me'elov. Something that a person has to work on, a person has to get to. But this is one of the milas, one of the inyonim. I want a little bit of this. The next 2 weeks, we have to get ready for Purim. So, how you get a feeling, how you get the argosha in the anova? As I say, the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu was the anov mikolono. At the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu was the manik lekom b'Yisrael k'moshe oid. So it says, lekom b'Yisrael k'moshe oid. Gemara says in the end of Soita, Yishemes Rebbe bot lo anova. Omar Rav, Leitit le'anova de'ike ano. The one says, Mishemeis, Botlo Isha Eskoiles, Mishemeis Plain, Mishemeit Rebbe Botlo Anova. Omar Rav, Leitit le'anova de'ike ano. So everyone asks the kasha, how Rav could say, don't write Mishemeis Rebbe Botlo Anova because I'm around. So from the Goyen they say over at the Titne Anova the Ike Ano, there's a Tana that was called Ano. The Yerushalmi, I think they have it 23 times in the Yerushalmi. Ano. So the Titne Anova the Ike Ano. I heard from Rabbi Bovarsky that he told me he was sitting with Buskarov and the Kharkevarov came inside. And the Kharkevarov told Buskarov, I just finished Masech the Saita. It was a kasha that was shver for me for years. Baruch Hashem, I found the Maharal Shofar in the kasha. So the scholar said, what was the kasha? It says in the end of Masech HaSeidah, Mishemeis Rebbe, the Dita Anova, the Ike Ano, how a person could say on himself, the Title Anova, the Ike Ano, Mishken Anova. Baruch Hashem, I found the Maharal Shofar in the kasha. Skirov told him, the kasha is nishkin kasha. If someone knows what is anova, he doesn't ask the kasha. He asks the kasha, but you don't know what is anova, so you think that it's a kasha, how an onov could write in himself, l'title anova de'ike anova. If you knew what is anova, maybe it's not a kasha. The zog says, the marshofrek the kasha, lo mezen in a veinik. Skirov opened up his kirov, the marshof, he said, the marshofrek a different kasha. This doesn't have to say stories on himself. Schwach. Slav story is the law, yeah? Of Schwach, story is the Schwach, he does not to say himself. So Allah, Yalil Chazar, will I pick up? Frank the Marsho, Stach Yalil Chazar, will I pick up? So how is he right? So the Marsho, there was a mistake in the Braise, because he's around, so he had to overdid the Allah of Yalil Chazar, will I pick up to fix the Braise, because it was wrong to write. Mishin Mez Rabbi Bodla Anova, it's not true. So even as a halacha, you're not allowed to say shvach on yourself. Was no brayer. But how we come to anova? Again, like we spoke, that from Giyon, you think might have come in. I will work on anova. I will not work on anova. I don't see myself such a festival guy. But anyways, first is a cloud. A meter that you don't work on, you never have. Second of all, I'm telling you, it's Baduku Menusa. You don't work on another, you become 60, you become 70. But then, klal, most of the Chushim die. You don't have time for food so much. You can't eat even so much. You lose time as Noshim. You lose all the time when you get older. The only time that fulfills all of the places of all the other times is covered and guy. And it's like a Gehenna. And it's nothing more to do that, because no one gives you the covered and people laugh at you. And you suffer. And Michail Lefkovich told me, and that suffering doesn't go off in Gehenna. Because it's your problem that when you were young, you didn't work on another. And people build houses, and you think he feels very good. He doesn't feel very good. He has a huge house, but I got another guy has a bigger house. Same thing doesn't help you. That there's a million people in Africa that don't have what to eat. You're jealous of your friends that have the place, a car. And other people, you're not going to them. Yeah, they're not your raiders. It's not the gear. Yeah. So what if an African people don't have what to eat? So when you get rich, there's no benefit. So all the people under you are not again. And you suffer, and you suffer, and you suffer. You suffer. You don't understand how much you suffer. They honor you in the dinner, but the other guy is honored even more. You come to your grandson's chasana, and you see that no one is dancing with the Zayde. Yeah? No one is interested to dance with the Zayde. This young Rosh Hashiva is 20 years old, everyone is dancing. And you suffer. I'm telling you, you're laughing now, one day you will remember this shmuz and you will not know what to do with yourself. And that is a mitzvah. And there's nothing more to do about it. There's no time to say, but you know, I will not care. Everyone cares. And the only way is to be mashrish minas ha'anova. That's what we met in the Igeres HaRamban. For sure, we spoke, it's cast, but the answer, all of them are one shayish. And I want a little bit, and I'm saying, Rabbi Yishmael said before Shmulevitz, that he was the answer in my eyes, and much others, was like a semel of a metzias of anova. A metzias of anova. There's two ways to get to anova. Is the Jewish way and is the Goyish way. And we'll start with the Jewish way. And I'll explain, both are right. The Jewish way is that everything is comparison to what you're looking at it. A person feels very good about himself. He's allowed to feel very good about himself. The question is where he puts himself in his life. If he puts himself that is a world that was created by Boya Oilam and Hashem Hoyo, Hoive, Ve'ie, he was before everything, he was after everything. There was alamol. We don't understand it. There's no way. The Ramban says minachoch meshetovin shelaytovin. There's no way to understand it. So how it started? There's no started. So he was there be'etzem. So that is the mahus of the world. Is Hashem. Let's speak now with tzimtzum and without tzimtzum. This nigat the Chabad that we believe that be'etzem everything is the ribbono shel olam. Meloicha le'oretz kvoidoi less asar deponu minei. But it's really much deeper. Even though it's true, all these things. There's no table, there's no place, everything is bayi oilam. That is very hard for us to understand. I want to explain, it doesn't make a difference if it's hard for us to understand or not. That is the truth. I say, hey, it's too much for you. Man, it's too much for you. The guys were in the gas camp. Yeah? It's too much for them to be by the Nazis. It's too much, but you're there. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if it's too much to you to think that everything is the Ribbono shel Olam, the whole world is Ribbono shel Olam, and it's too much. It's too much for me, but that is the fact. You don't want to think about it, so don't think about it yet. That is the Metzius. And we are created in that Metzius for fulfilling our tafkid. And this is our job to fulfill our tafkid. And everyone is given koiches to fulfill that tafkid. And the only one that it makes a difference if we really fulfill our tafkid or not is klapi b'yoyl. In the end of the day, there's no friends, there's no world, there's no people. Sadiqim Yoshim Veneni Meziv Ashkhine, I came back, I did what I have to do, but I did not do what I have to do. That is the tafkid. I'll give you a little example. A person goes to the airport, and he's flying, and he goes inside a plane. And in the other plane, he sees a plane from China. And he sees the plane in China, there's a couple of Chinese people and they're respecting another Chinese person. It makes a difference to him. He's jealous of that Chinese person. No shaykh. He's flying, he's walking in the street and he sees four birds are flying around one big bird. And they're tickling him, the imam is like making him gishmak, yeah? He's jealous of that big bird. Also gishmak to that bird. No, in fact, he's jealous, but he manages to overcome the jealousy. זה לא מדבר אליו, זה לא קשור אליו. כמו שי חסטין. Every one of us, בעצם, is עבד השם. We have to fulfill the רצון השם. And no one else is בעצם מגיע. We will want our parents, our brothers, our kids. We want them. Hashem made us like that. That is a tchuna be'etzem. But be'etzem, we fulfill the rotzon Hashem. And that is the only thing that is negeh. It's the only thing that is negeh if we manage to fulfill the rotzon Hashem or we do not manage to fulfill the rotzon Hashem. So the same way when a person will walk in the street and will see that bird that is getting very gishmak, all the other birds are tickling him. It's not jealous because he doesn't need birds to tickle him, yeah? It's shaloim miminataina. No one else is miminataina klapi you. That is the truth. Not only that, when you measure yourself klapi by ha'olam, you know that is much more than you could have done. You know that you didn't. There's nothing when I can fulfill that. I tried my best. I'm embarrassed to come back. There's no mokum to a person to have gaiva. And it doesn't make a difference to him if in the short time he's not treated like he has to be treated. I will explain. person standing in line, maybe he would prefer that people would treat him like the guy in the next line. You know what I'm saying? He's flying to Eretz Yisrael. And he sees in the other places people that are flying to China. And there they're giving them such nice service. Because he's jealous, he would also want to get raped. But he doesn't feel that he's less, and he's less mechubed, because if in his line someone else will get VIP and he's not, someone else will be taken to the top of the line and he's not, he's jealous. Right? But if he's in his line, everyone is standing. In the line for China, people are getting very coveted. The guy in the back, they moved him to the front. So the guy in China from the back was moved to the front. If someone from my line is moved to the front, jealous of him. But as a guy in China, I would love to have that service, but you're not jealous of him. The Yisait Ivanova and Gaiva and Kina and Kas, all of them are because we put ourselves in this world and we're jealous in this world. And we can't forgive. I want to explain a little bit. The Oznaim LaTorah, Psalm Tzarotskin explains. It's one of the beautiful vaults that I heard before I went to America. It's one of the biggest shmuzim that I was given all over America. It says that Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, go ask from the Mitzvim Klei Kesev V'Klei Zahav. It's very short. Why Hashem didn't ask Klal Yisrael to go to ask him Kesev V'Klei Zahav? Taber, no, please, he begged them. Do it, don't do it, yes, do it. He said, after the Holocaust, Germany gave a lot of money out. They gave a lot of money. None of the people, the survivors, wanted to touch their money. Second generation, everyone took the money. Yeah. Why the first generation didn't want to take the money? Why? Why didn't want to take the money? Hush, take some money. Why didn't want to take the money? What do you think? You will take the money? No. Why? What, for 1,000 franc, mark, you know how they call it, yeah? So they have euro, yeah? For 1,000 euro, I will forgive them for bringing my father, my mother, my sister, and my daughter. What, they'll give me 1,000? Like someone beats you up, and then Rosh Hashanah, he says, sorry. You can't say no, you just make yourself, you didn't hear, yeah? Right? Let them do yellow 20 times. But for one, sorry, those are the guys of Cheshvan. No one, I'm asking. Second generation. Father himself, but Chosh left me to get some money. That is the Metzias. He said 99. No one wanted to touch their money. No one wanted to sue. No one wanted, not to get the sue. That is not the answer. If Klal Yisrael would take the clothes from the Mitzrim were worse than Nazis. Yeah, they killed, they put the kids in the war. They go and say, okay, you give me a blanket? I take a blanket. For friends, no one was masking to take. So Hashem could not even ask Klal Yisrael that they have to take. So why Hashem wanted them to take? By taking, Klal Yisrael said to themselves, after 210 years, it's not Mitzrayim, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem, for sure, the Ramban asked Akasha, why did he deserve to get punished? I think he has some terutzim. But Hashem told him, go to the Mitzri and ask him for a favor. Yeah, make him to feel that he didn't do nothing. You could do that. By doing that, you makir the 210 years is Boi Ra'olam. Rashi says, in the first 3 days of Choshech, Meisu Kol HaRashoyim. Rashi Shirashir means that. In the next 3 days, Kol Eile Shasu Tshuva, Hoyu Mistoivivim Levakesh, and to look what words inside the houses. Shasu Tshuva. Son of Mashiach explained Pshat. Why Hashem had to make it? They had to go in the houses to look? But you have to understand, anyway, the Mitzrim in the end took everything to Yamsuf and the horses, and we got everything. Klal Yisrael, not only the ass, they looked so cheap, they went in 5 shekel. Sugar, they're gonna kill you, that. I went to the house and you have the little pen, I can get a pen. It's by oil. And Zog Rashi, when Klal Yisrael did that, there was Zoycha to the Gehula. And other than that, the Mitzvah, we even didn't say we're stealing it, we just asked it for 3 days. My mom was like, we're cheap, super cheap. You know, as a guy, enemy of yours. Yeah? And then he asked him a favor if he could massage you to get into somewhere. And that's how you feel, he took care of everything. He will do everything, you will not be not to ask him the favor. I'm asking. But that was the way Klal Yisrael Be'etzem picked up a madrege, and this was Tchilas Geula. This was Be'etzem, where Klal Yisrael was Zeiche, and Rashi called the Shosu Tshuva, that they see Yotzim in Mitzrayim, when they started to look. The Yisrael Advorim is the Oznaim Latere, says the Yisrael Advorim. But that was the emes. A part of the anova, remember Rabbi Yom Kalabach told me once, it was the first time that he went to Masada Kiddushim in America, he was walking in the Aruch, ways in a place, you know, like, you know, I don't want to say what happened, he told me like 15, 20 years ago, so I don't want to say exactly. And he was walking and he felt like very good at himself. And then a bird passed, like this, dripped on it, right? And all of his covered, like, felt like this. And then he realized how everything is dinyanis. How everything is shtus. How it's not negea. You feel so good about yourself. And remember, I said last time, the book of Chaim Shmulevitz, let's say I'm on the garbage cart box here. I don't know. But he said that he saw the truck of the garbage. And he saw, you know, you have the guys that sit in the front and the guys that run after the garbage. And he was looking, and the guy was running after the garbage. And the guy told him, yeah, but sometimes, Rabbi, sometimes I sit in the front and the other guy runs. Yeah, to my point, both are the same with the garbage truck, enough to know where they are. But he's in a ganze dimyonis, yeah? If he's moved to the seat, he feels God lado. If he sits in the back, you know, the kid comes back from kindergarten and make him the tati of Shabbos, the mommy of Shabbos, yeah? Feels like ganze mandama, yeah? You look at all the kids like one big babies, right? The kid is more kosher? The kid is more chesed? When a person would realize that the real picture of the world is exactly the same. It's exactly the same. When you were kids, I'm sure with some kids that they call like the king of the class, the queen of the class, I don't know exactly how they call it. Yeah? They never had such a thing? Something is left with him? Most of them are not here anymore, right? I'm saying, some got a good bacher also, yeah? It doesn't count. It doesn't mean nothing. So what I'm saying is a Yiddish way and is a Goyish way. The Yiddish way, that is the real Hashkafa. That we know that the world is Be'etzim, is Goyish. It's Goyish. Take Obama. Yeah? Finish, it's over. He's over. Yeah, I'm old president, it's over. One day it's the God Lado, tomorrow is Goyish. It's Goyish. The whole comment was dimyonis. The whole that he was a mechubadik person was dimyonis. That is the metzias. Now, we are yidden. It's easier to us to relate it. Now, the more a person lives like that, the more a person lives like that, and he gets used to it, he stops the care. Now, the way to do it is like Chazal said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, go ask the mitzvah. Klal Yisrael took 210 years and destroyed the feeling it's Mitzrayim. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it doesn't make a difference to us. And that brought him to the matzav of Geulim. Geulim, the Mefarshim explained, it's not only there was Zeichet to Geula, they came out of Shibud Mitzrayim. It's not Mitzrayim anymore, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, this takes away the kas of the other person. This takes away the jealousy of the other person. And this brings down the anov. This is the reason the Ramban writes to his son, everything is one. Ubeze tizgaba minakas, v'tikach minas ha'anova. It's one yesoid, really. Now, Hashem made us that we have the teva, that we get angry, and we scream, and we control. And this is what the Ramban tells his son. Tisnaig ledavo benachas lekol odom. Don't feel who knows what. Don't feel is the end of the world. Don't feel like that. Chavis Havov is bringing down the moshel of the neshama, that is a city that, you know, they go out and they look for a guy and they take him and they make him a king for 70 years. And they give him everything, v'chule. After 7 years, they throw him out. So the smart person, after a couple of years, he tried to find out what was the pshat that they grabbed him out of nowhere. And he found out that in 70 years they threw him. So he started to send food and money to the island. And when they threw him, Chavetz Chaim brings it down, the marshal to the neshama, Osid Lavoy. Chavetz Chaim brings that for the marshal, for to prepare for next world. But the veld brings it down for the guy then. So this melech Be'etzem is garnish. He's not a melech. It's 70 years and they destroy you. You weren't nothing. I felt it once in America as a place. It's called Luxor. It's a very choshev dacha place. One of you are zeicha to be there, if you're the members of the place. Now, the meaning of Luxor is there's no rav in Luxor. Well, maybe now they have one. I was there a couple of times. There's no rav. I know what I'm telling you. It's like a very high class bungalow town. It's in the mountains, the Catskills, supposedly. But what they do is, the Shabbos, every Shabbos is a rav. The guy that comes, he's the rav. They wait for him in davening, he gives the drushes. He's the rav. Motzi Shabbos, it's over. It's over, stop again. Shabbos is the regular rav. Mamash, everything like a regular rav, he runs the place. Everything that is Mamash, he runs the place. Shabbos finishes, it's over. When I was there, Mamash loved it. Yeah? No, not the fact that I was the rav. I Mamash felt how it shows you that everything is nothing. It's everything and it's nothing. All of our life is like that. Now, the real Anov, not only that he understands that it's nothing, he understands that Be'etzem, he's not everyone in this room. Look at myself. I know you're not doing the right thing. You didn't daven today like you have to daven. You didn't learn like you had to learn. Look at myself. So it's not only that the whole thing is garbage. I'm a failure. I'll come back. I failed. But some more guys will fail, and I'm better from different guys. It doesn't make a difference. I didn't do what I have to do. I feel terrible about myself. When a guy feels terrible, you see a guy, Chas v'Shalom, who lost his father and his mother, and he's walking. And different things happen. He doesn't care. This happened, that happened. He's in his own sorrow now. He doesn't have the stolz even to give back to someone, right? He feels like down. The owner feels the whole time down. Down doesn't mean sad. I'm not doing what I have to do. I'm yelling at the other person. I'm upset at the other person. I'm fulfilling what I have to fulfill. I'm doing what I have to do. When a person lives these machshavas, And then he starts to build inside himself, I have to do this, and I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to be a better person. And this is what I'm focused with. He doesn't realize and doesn't bother him what is happening around him. I will get a bit more covered. I will not get a bit more covered. Will not make the difference. Will not make a change. It would really not change. I have to do ishtatlis, I have to do what I have to do. But will not change. There'll be no difference anyways. But again, you have to teach it to yourself. I'm an enikel from the Altam in the Valdok. In the Namshik. In the Valdok. So in the Valdok, one of the things was Yimachta Prat. That's the way they call it. In the Valdok called them, you know, to go to drugstore and buy nails. Yeah, this was Novaldok. So one of the stories they said, Novaldok, Ashgichim, I think they call him a Misil Ajanker. So when he was a bacher, in that days they didn't have where to eat. So they ate by people. They called it Teg. Every day by someone else. That person, Mamish, where he ate was like Nebach, like Mamish, like a half a dry bread. Nebach. Like these tzaddikim that really wanted to help the brachim, but they didn't have what to eat, and they offered to give the brachim. There was nothing what to eat. And he had cousins, modern cousins. And every time the modern cousins would invite him to come over, and he would go there. But you know, they started to speak to him about Yoni. There was a she and a he and the daughters. It was not good. And after he was out, he doesn't go here again. He never goes here again. Yeah, a month he was starving. They invited him again. He couldn't hold himself. He was really managed like bones. And he would go again. And again he decided he's not going. One time after he went, he decided he has to do a prat. So after Shabbos, when he sat down, he was sitting and eating. After the meal, he right away said, I could get a cup of tea. He was so happy. Normally he goes to the door and they start to speak to him, and slowly they schlep him to the couch. Now he himself is asking for a cup of tea. They said, for sure. Yeah, they said the daughter, you know, to make him a nice cup of tea. You know, she's bringing him the cup of tea. And he asks if he could take it to the yeshiva. The mother, at least he's carrying Baruch Hashem. He said, okay. He opens his pants and he pours it into the pocket. They never invited him anymore. Why is it so hard for a person to do a prat? You see, Bacher goes to the airport. He wants that the people on the desk will think that he's chashuv. It's a crazy thing. Yeah? But I sometimes stand and I look. I just like to enjoy to look. Yeah. Who is sitting in the machbat lecha? What they would think? We don't realize. We have a mishunadika teva that we want that people will think that we're smart and nice and good. This is the chefze of the balagaiva that we are. We so bechefze, we don't realize it. And it's nothing. But this, everyone is like that. And all different things in life. You could pass the kind of test 100 to 90, and it doesn't make a difference for passing the driving. And I was like, you want to get 100. Why? You want to do a thing that you're good. This is the way we are. That part is the opposite from another. This is the opposite. Now, here it's so funny. It's for 1 second you're standing at the desk there, and you want to think you're smart, yeah? And you're cool, and v'chule, all these mundane words. But in the minute that you see that you have it there, you have to understand that you have it all over. When I thought you have to work on a novi, no, I don't have to, I'm good. Shtuya. Check how the guy looks when he's standing in that place. He's going to buy berekas for Shabbos, yeah? Because the guy will think that he's Gaz Balabatish. Might have committed the Merkel will think you're Gaz Balabatish, yeah? That's it, sometimes not. But when you're already buying a little bit Balabatish, you want to think you manage Balabatish. But this is the way, because of that, we are not shaking. We are busy, we don't realize. There, we see it, it's Mabnek, we could laugh together at it. Because of that, we don't learn the way we have to learn. We don't steig the way we have to steig. We don't behave the way we have to. Because the whole time, without realizing, we're trying to be who are we not. But if a person will mind me themselves, his bitochen will be different, his aliyah and ruchnias will be different. See a guy, he's learning, a friend of his calls him out. He's not holding by going out to shmooze with a guy. And he gets up because he can't say no to the guy. And 2 weeks anyway, the guy is switching a friend anyway. I know already the guy is trying to switch a friend anyway. But you can't help yourself. You sit in shmooze for those extra hour with friends by night. You'll be exhausted tomorrow. You can't. You think you become a better friend with the extra hour shmoozing tonight? No, but you can't help yourself. That's people doing bad things. That's not chazak. But when a person, that is be'etzim, because we are so much gaive, kovet, this is one part that we have. This is the way Hashem created us. And the minute a person will manage to cut himself out, it doesn't mean not to be friendly. A person needs friends. He needs to have friends. But that is like a need, like he needs to eat. When he uses it like he needs to eat, it's controlled. But when out, he doesn't realize. He doesn't realize. He's living in a balloon. I'm telling you, it's hard to work on it. But when you get it, you become a free person. You become such a ben chayim. Such a ben chayim. Ez Hashem, we'll be zayich to touch that midah b'siyat HaMishpach.